This is Gettin' By, Reprise. A Crazy Ex-Girlfriend fanfic, written by Returns and Returns. Read by Black Glass,
Sophie Nisba,
and Canary Pods. I don't get what you're saying,
Rebecca says. Heather sighs and sets down her bong.
Men are the worst,
she says.
Maybe try girls before you Ocean's 11 another dude.
Oh, okay,
Rebecca says, smiling knowingly.
I've done same-sex experimentation. I went to college.
I'm not talking about kissing for Harvard frat boys,
Heather says, then squints at her and waves her hand vaguely in the air.
Or debate team members, probably. I don't see you in a frat.
Yeah, I actually got a frat house on campus shut down for ethical violations. People hated me,
Rebecca says brightly, nodding.
But I've done more than exploit the male gaze, okay? I actually shared one beautiful night with an exchange student of Italy named Enrica, which is Italian for home ruler, and let me tell you, she lived up to the name.
I have no idea what that means,
Heather says.
She ruled my home, Heather. Like, my home,
Rebecca says, raising her eyebrows.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I already said I didn't,
Heather says.
My vagina. She ruled my vagina,
Rebecca says seriously.
Wow.
Heather takes a long drag, blowing smoke in the air thoughtfully. Rebecca watches it rise up in the air and disappear.
So?
Heather asks, after a long moment.
What did you think?
About Arnica?
Rebecca asks.
Ooh, shift on the night, two crazy kids. Do I dream about her weekly? Yeah. Do I still think about her sometimes when I go to town on myself? Absolutely, but...
Let me just stop you right there,
Heather says.
Because normally I'm way down for hearing stories about your traumatic youth, but I really just want to know whether you want me to, like, go down on you.
Rebecca pulls herself out of a flashback musical number, featuring the handful of stilted Italian phrases that she still remembers, and says...
Wait, what?
Me,
Heather says,
go down on you. Like, therapeutically. So you don't snap and serial murder anybody.
At most,
Rebecca says faintly.
I would murder suicide, but you wouldn't go down on me.
Heather shrugs.
Yeah, I guess,
she says.
Oh,
Rebecca says, feeling weirdly touched.
I mean, I'd expect you to return the favor,
Heather says.
Right, yeah, of course,
Rebecca says.
That's just basic human decency. I'll absolutely reciprocate.
And you can't fall in love with me,
Heather says, pointing a finger at her. Rebecca smiles at her.
I don't think that will be a problem,
she says, smirking. Heather gives her a skeptical look.
Yeah, all right. I'll keep it in check,
Rebecca acquiesces. She did kind of try to convince Enrica to immigrate and run away to Maine with her, which is probably why Enrica promptly forgot how to speak English, and Rebecca never saw her again, now that she looks back on it.
Good,
Heather says.
Go take your clothes off. I'm going to get a little more high.
Okay, fair enough,
Rebecca says.
Bed? Couch? Kitchen?
Oh my God, bed,
Heather says, and Rebecca nods.
Good choice. Gettin' by, I'm gettin' by.
Rebecca sings quietly, an hour or so, and two extremely decent orgasms later, from where she's laying next to Heather in her bed.
Are you singing right now?
Heather asks, not even lifting her face from where it's buried in a pillow.
No,
Rebecca says, snorting.
Why would I be singing?
Because you're a little weirdo,
Heather murmurs, slowly moving to wrap an arm around Rebecca's waist and bury her face against her chest.
With a concerning musical theater fetish. Now shut up.
Are you using my boobs as pillows right now?
Rebecca asks.
Do you mind?
Heather asks, muffled.
Not really,
Rebecca says, shrugging a little. Her hand hesitates in the air before she drops it down onto Heather's head, tracing fingers through her tangled hair.
Don't get romantic,
Heather murmurs, against her nipple.
Sorry,
Rebecca says.
No romance, just sexy cuddling.
She pulls Heather a little closer and smiles, shutting her eyes. The end. Thanks for listening.